This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Okay, we're back on overtime. Donna, who will be the Democratic candidate in 2024? Are you surprised by Kamala Harris's lack of support?
I believe it's Joe Biden. He's announced that he's going to run for re-election. I haven't seen any signs that he is throwing in the towel, so I got to stick with Joe Biden until I know something else. Now, if he decides not to run, I got a long list, Bill. If you want to get on my list, call me.
You definitely don't want to be on the list.
Oh, well. He's not going to be worried about running. He's going to be worried about walking. You can't run now.
Oh, that's ageist.
Yeah.
Well, very much so.
It's ageist, but... You're allowed to be ageist if the guy's the pilot of an airplane that you're in, right?
Okay, but I feel like that's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Lots of people have it in their interest that he is going to act senile. And, I mean, you know, everybody who is on camera that much is going to make some gaffes. And let's be honest, he was a gaffe machine when he was 40. He's actually better.
Yeah.
He makes less gaffes now, probably because he's aware of it more and he's president. But I just don't see this, that he is that different than he was 10, 20 years ago.
I mean, we heard that argument back and you know, when Donald Trump said it. He was in his basement. Now, he was in his basement trying to beat Trump's ass. He did.
Well, don't you think somebody like Michelle Obama would be much better than Biden?
Oh, my God, yes.
You want to add to my
list? She's not going to run.
No, she's not running.
No, but of course she would be better.
Yeah, I think that's a winner. I mean, I think that's
right.
A Democratic winner.
Just hold that thought just in case we need another candidate in 2028.
Well, it's not like no one has thought of that. It's that she won't. She's not interested.
She's fabulous.
And I don't blame her.
She's doing a good job. The Obama Foundation.
They put in their time for 8 years. They paid the price. They paid. Yes, they served the country. So
I agree. I totally agree.
Okay. Mark, in your book, you write about a White House meeting with Venezuela's opposition leader where they casually talked about assassinating the Venezuelan president. Is that true?
No, that's not true, and that's not what I wrote. What he talked about was, you know, the president said to the acting president of Venezuela, you know, would you support us attacking the country or doing a military operation?
Wait, let's set, what year is this? 2020?
This is early 2020, February 2020.
So the president was Maduro?
No, well, the president in Venezuela was Maduro.
Yeah.
The acting interim president was Juan Guaido.
Right.
Yeah.
Who never got.
So what were they?
We're sitting in the Oval Office, and the president brings up this discussion. Our president about would the United States, if the United States conducted military action against Venezuela, what would the Venezuelan people do or the opposition people? Something like it was along those lines. I write about it briefly in the book.
But that's like every administration does that.
Yeah.
Of all the things you could get them on, That's nothing. And we also have plenty of presidents. Talked about and then conducted assassination. They didn't just talk about it. They did it.
Yeah, well, the word assassination is not in there. It was discussion about military options.
So. Okay. I'm just saying.
That's some good polish.
That would be one thing with Trump that wasn't a break from the norm.
Yeah.
Like, somebody's a problem overseas. Kill them? Anyone? Bill, you had another idea.
But the discussion about taking action against Venezuela continues all the way through, at least until the fall of 2020.
Okay.
This keeps coming up and up.
All right. Should Democrats run more candidates like John Fetterman? Yes. Who is he?
I don't know who that is.
John Fetterman, he is the Senate candidate for the state of Pennsylvania, the current lieutenant governor. He had a stroke, so he's recovering.
He had a stroke?
Well, yes, he had a stroke.
How old is he?
52.
52.
Wow.
Joe Biden hasn't had a stroke.
No.
I feel like
your defense of Joe Biden. He was always bad at talking.
But it's true.
I know, but
it's not,
don't
it's not the
president.
Age issue.
But John Fetterman,
motherfucker had a stroke at 52.
Wow.
Right?
You don't even know the man. They're going to call him a big bird, a MF. Look, he's a good man. His slogan, I love, was every vote, every county. He went to every county in Pennsylvania.
It wasn't different strokes for different folks?
You know,
let him laugh. He's laughing.
You know what? He's a keeper. You can bring him back.
Oh, good. He's a keeper.
Right.
He's
a
queen. Hell yeah, I'm a queen.
So John Fetterman, what is it about him?
He is such a wonderful populist candidate. Look.
Populist.
Very populist.
Because
he supports the middle class. He supports the little person.
Who doesn't say that?
No,
what's different about
him? No, but he actually has a
Who
record.
Says, I hate the middle class.
He has a proven
And the little
record.
Guy can kiss my ass. Nobody.
Well, a lot of people, you know, give people a third finger because they don't raise their wages and they don't help them when they're down.
But everybody
but
says they're for the little
he's
guy.
He's a what? Lieutenant governor.
Okay.
He has a strong record. He wants to raise the minimum wage. Yes, he wants to legalize
Does he have
marijuana.
A personality? That...
He wants to bring factory jobs. Yes, he has a great personality. You should have him on as soon as he's ready.
Let me provide
that.
You an alternative. I grew up in Pennsylvania. The man for the job is Dave McCormick. He's a front runner alongside Oz right now for the Republican side, and he would be a great U.S. senator.
Well, I don't know. I was in Atlantic City, but it was the Pennsylvania market that I was watching on the local TV. Mm-hmm. It was frightening because the only ad, this is why the Democrats, I know they're going to get their ass kicked. They couldn't even afford TV ads. And all the, like, Congress candidates that were, it was like, candidate, and they kept saying conservative, like it was the guy's first name. Conservative Brad Goonsberg is conservative, and he's tough, and he will stand up to Biden and kill criminals and rip that dress off your son. You know, conservative Brad Goonsberg, he's conservative, and he shoots things he doesn't like. I was like, oh, they're
fucked. He's 61, and he hasn't had a stroke yet.
All right, I gotta go to Vegas. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.